Let's go to the business news now. Giles Beckford, and there you go. Portfolio theory doing the world's environment some good.
It has to. You'd have to think that the finance sector, of course, responsible for or held responsible for a lot of damage, should actually find something positive. Looking at the markets, US stocks had their biggest one-day falls in months, all down to the new coronavirus mutation. Pandemic-sensitive sectors, travel, tourism in particular, were hammered. So all the main US indices were down between 2.2 and 2.5%. Our own top 50 index didn't have a happy day on Friday. It was down 1.3%, the biggest one-day fall in 8 months. It starts today at 12,629. And we have to say that on past experience, we can expect more volatility. And the New Zealand dollar, being a little on the risk-sensitive side, is also looking just a touch soft at 68.3 US cents and 95.8 Australian.
Yeah, nervous weekend, wasn't it? Now, what have you got coming up in your main bulletin?
Well, we take a look at a new $200 million community housing finance deal aiming to back the builders of affordable community housing, possibly 400 of them, and holding it up as a model for financing future such projects from KiwiSaver funds in particular. Changes to KiwiSaver setting for women could help them to make up some of the gender pay gap shortfall, and we should note that the Mind the Gap pay Mind the Gap campaign says that from today onwards women are working for nothing, which between here and the end of the year, which is a representation of the gender pay gap. And if you have a liking for diamond rings and perhaps innovative settings, well, a Wellington jeweller is being credited with the biggest single advance in diamond settings in close to 140 years since Tiffany's were involved. We'll bring you the sparkling news about that and all the other business news and numbers just after 10 to 7.